2 days ago, a days ago, an interesting discussion thread appeared on Hacker News on what users are building using the ESP8266 with ESP Home software. Let's try to summarize the discussion. And what are our users build with ESP8266 or ESP32? Promote your project or idea here. Snapcast Client. The project is to create a Snapcast client to synchronize audio playback across multiple rooms. Link to project NTP Stratum Server. NTP server with time taken from GPS, displaying the time with extreme precision. Link to project HUB75 boards. Boards displaying the status of public transport. Link to project Sign On Air. Sign which turns on or off when a user joins an online meeting. Link to project Decorative Sign Fire. Decorative sign imitating a pixelated fire. Link to project Kindle Controlled Lamp. Kindle Controlled Nightlight using MQTT. Link to blog HDMI switch and blind controller. A simple HDMI switch and system to control blinds throughout the home. Link to blog Minecraft player counter. A counter that allows you to check at a glance how many players are online on a Minecraft server. Design of a small flat to be a companion for children staying in hospital. Family and friends can control the lighting, giving the child a sense of closeness. Link to project photo. Link to project photo, colors. Christmas house. Christmas house with miniature character inside, realistic fireplace and television. Link to video. Presence, motion, light, temperature sensors. Sensors for home automation including IR transmitter for TV AC control. Link to project e-ink display with calendar. E-ink display showing user's calendar. Link to blog projection of images in air. Method to create images in air for long exposure photography. Link to blog button to order food button, which delivers food when pressed. Link to blog bubble creating drone. Drone which releases soap bubbles. Link to video, a toy bus. Toy bus showing time until arrival of real bus. Toy bus showing time of arrival of next bus. Link to blog turnable mobile phone. Turnable dial mobile phone. Link to video, an alarm clock with weather forecast. An alarm clock which shows the weather so the user knows if it is worth getting up for tennis. Link to the blog e-newspaper with GPT. E-newspaper powered by GPT and ESP32. Link to project image, automatic balcony irrigation system. The user built a balcony irrigation system using an 8-channel ESP32 relay system from Liligo, connected to mini submersible pumps. Mi Flora sensors were integrated via BLE to monitor plant health. Minimum soil moisture and pump runtime configuration was set up by hosting configuration files on Pastebin. A management interface is being developed this year with an M5 Atom running MicroPython with a web-based GUI to configure the sensors, visualize sensor data with graphs, and send notifications to the phone via NTFY. The author is considering releasing the project as open source. Liligo 8x ESP32 relay system, mini submersible pumps, M5 Atom, MicroPython, tiny door opening robot. Someone has built a small robot that opens the door when the AV cabinet becomes too hot. The robot is equipped with a temperature sensor, 2 fans, and a linear actuator, and has a small web-based user interface to manually turn the cooling on/off. The system has been in operation for several years. Controller for a wood gas boiler. Another user has built a controller for their wood gas boiler that allows them to start a fire and leave the house without having to return to set the off temperature. The controller also solves the problem of hysteresis, where once the fuel in the boiler is burnt out, the system shuts down due to cold air cooling the sensor enough to cause a shutdown and then a restart, which is annoying and inefficient. The wireless part is optional, but is used to draw a temperature curve, allowing you to determine the best time to reload the fuel if necessary. Boiler controller. Gateway for low-cost BLE sensors and data transfer to InfluxDB. user built his own gateway for low-cost BLE sensors, sending data directly to InfluxDB. BL.